When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here on the line right now with me, very special to have him here because of what he's doing in this community, Michael Accione. Very happy to have him talk about what he's doing, Balling for a Cure, to help with cancer awareness and research, raising money for something that touches all of our lives. And if there's one thing that I've realized, as you grow older, more and more people you know are affected by cancer, and there are those that have been survivors and have come through it, and unfortunately, as I know in my personal life, there's those that have passed on from it. So it's very important to get the word out, it's very important to help, and obviously it's very important to find a cure. So I thank Michael for everything that he's working to do in that respect, and with that, I bring him onto the show. Michael, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and Michael, I want to start in the beginning here with Balling for a Cure. I know this is the second year that you're doing this, and I know we talked about it a little bit last year, but where did this all get started from? What really made you want to do something to help those that are affected by cancer?
Well, last year, around this time, being for a close family friend of mine, he is now a senior at West Hill High School. His name is Brendan Fessinger, and he had a brain tumor, and I wanted to do something in his name, so I wanted to raise as much money as I can for cancer to donate it to the center where he was getting his treatments, which was the Jimmy Fund, which was located in Boston, and that's where it all started. I wanted to do something for him, and to just make sure that, you know, he's not going through it all by himself.
Since starting this Balling for a Cure tournament, how have things gone? I mean, your relationship with him and your help, how has everything really affected his life?
You know, once he knew that what I was doing for him, he really appreciated it. I mean, his family was really supportive about it, and you know, in the end, he was very overwhelmed with the amount of, you know, people that came out for him from last year, and, you know, the amount of money I raised for the center that I donated to last year. And, I mean, in the end, he was, you know, very thankful.
When you look at helping someone that's so dear to you and that means so much to you, when you look around at everyone else and hear the stories and know that people are affected by cancer all over the world, what has this done in you? You know, how has this kind of grown inside of you and really become something special, not just for those that you are close with, but for the other stories out there and the other people out there that are affected by this?
I mean, you hear it every day that, you know, somebody is fighting for their lives due to cancer, and, I mean, it's hit home pretty hard with me, too. I mean, my grandpa had cancer, and he passed away in October, and I just want to maybe in the long run be, you know, maybe this tournament will someday find a cure for it. And I know a lot of people have lost many family members and friends and, you know, close people to them due to cancer, and I want to do everything I can to help try to find a cause for it.
When you look at your grandfather and that relationship that you have, I mean, that's something that I personally can say, you know, is special to me. My grandfather's passed away when I was little, but, you know, one of my grandfathers, he didn't die from it, but he did have cancer, and obviously, you know, it's something that, you know, your grandfather and that relationship, at least speaking from my perspective, was very dear to me. What was your relationship like with your grandfather, and how has his passing and everything that you saw him go through, how has that kind of fueled the fire for you to do something for him as well?
I mean, my relationship with my grandpa is very good. I mean, he was one of my biggest fans. He did not miss one sporting event of mine. He, you know, he was literally the only person to see all of my home runs in Little League. He didn't miss one. He didn't miss one sporting event at all. He was at all my football games through Pop Warner all the way up to college. And, you know, just looking back on what our relationship was and, and a lot of other people have close relationships with, I mean, their grandparents or anybody that is affected with this disease. And I want to, you know, just, it makes me, it lights that fuel, because, you know, maybe I could help be the one that, you know, helps raise the money to find the cure for it and have these people not go through, you know, the sad times with a passing of somebody close to them. So I'm doing all that I can to raise as much money as I can to, you know, help find a cure for it.
So let's look at last year before we get into what's going on this year. With your first year with Ballin' for a Cure in the tournament, how do you feel that everything went, and what did you really learn from your first year doing something like this?
I mean, it went very well for being the first year. I raised just under $5,000. The exact amount was, you know, $4,700. So, I mean, having it for the first year, I mean, it was tough. It's a lot of work involved, but, you know, the second time around, I knew what to expect, and, you know, things were a lot easier the second time around. And, you know, this year my goal is to raise at least $5,000. Hopefully I get, you know, past the $5,000 mark, and, you know, maybe, you know, really, really try to help this terrible disease.
To do it with basketball, Michael, I mean, obviously you played for Syracuse's football team and had the opportunity to get out onto the field and score a touchdown during your time at Syracuse. What made you choose basketball over maybe doing something in the realm of football and being back on the field?
There's a center located in Salve that is the Salve Guys Community Youth Center, and it has a great basketball facility there, and I, you know, used to volunteer my time there, and I did my internship there in college, and I've always gone there. Even as a kid, I've been there a lot. So, and then I used to work there too. So, I mean, it was the perfect spot to have it. It was something that, you know, I talked about my family with, like, different ideas to have. And to have something else, it's really tough to find a great location to do it. And I knew that the youth center would be a great spot for it. And they have an outstanding facility, a basketball facility there. And, you know, that's where I chose to have it, and that's why I chose the basketball.
When you look at this tournament and getting all these teams together, this year you had a goal to get 20 teams out there to have them split into four separate divisions with those five teams. Who came out in support of this? I mean, when you look at all those teams and how they're put together for this 3-on-3 tournament, who did you hear from? I mean, who comprises all of these teams that have gotten you to the 20?
There's all different kinds of variety of teams. The good amount of them are my personal friends from, you know, high school. There's teams from other high schools around. There's a team, you know, from Cortland, from Onondaga, from, you know, from West Hill. There's great teams all around. There's some teams that are, you know, consisted of, like, college basketball coaches from Brockport, and there's, you know, just all around there's some great talent that's going to be in the tournament, so it's going to be very competitive, and, you know, I can't wait for it.
When you look at this whole experience, not only being on a team, which obviously that money that's paid to have that team is going to go toward finding that cure for cancer, helping out cancer in general, but other ways for people to get involved. If somebody was to come out to your event, I know that I have the flyer. I know that, you know, I'm sitting here looking at it right in front of me, but share with everybody what type of things they can get involved in. If they're sitting in the stands, how can they help give to finding a cure for cancer?
I mean, you can go to the tournament and not play in the games and still have a great time. We're having a bake sale, a raffle that consists of some really great prizes, and we're also having a three-point competition midway through the tournament that anybody can be involved in. You do not have to be on a team to participate. We're selling t-shirts, we're selling concession stand goods. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can donate, and by not even playing in the basketball games.
When you talk about the three-point contest, how is that going to work out? Do people have to pay to get into that contest? Bring everyone through that. For those that aren't going to be playing in the tournament itself, how can they get involved in the three-point contest?
There will be a booth right where you can sign up for the three-point competition. It will be $10 to enter. The way it's going to work is there's going to be 1 minute on the clock, and you have two shots in five different spots on the court around the three-point line, and then the last shot you take will be counted as 2 points. So you can start on either end of whatever side you want to choose, but it has to be in the baseline. So you go around, shoot two shots from each spot. We'll have cones set up, each spot of the three-point line, and there'll be a minute on the clock, and how many you make is your total score. The last one counts as two. The top four from everybody will move on to like a final four. So it'll be two on one court, two on the other court, and then the best of the four will be the champion, and that's how it's going to be ran.
So when you have this going on, you have the three-point contest, you have the three-on-three, you have the bake sale, you have the 50-50 raffle. How do you get this whole thing to work? I mean, who else has really been with you to help make this thing a success and really build it into what it is? Only in its second year, and there's so much to it, Michael. Who can you attribute some of this too, because I know that you're working at it, and I know that you're doing great things and coming up with this idea and moving it forward. Who else has been on your team to help Bowling for a Cure really be a success?
Oh, well, there's a lot of people that have came to me and asked me if they want help. I mean, there's a ton of people in my corner. My parents, for sure, have helped me a lot. The executive director of the youth center, Joe Antonucci, has helped me tremendously. I have tons of different friends that have came to me asking to help at the tournament. Diane Zonetti is helping me out with a lot of the different donations and T-shirt orders. Grace Johnson, she did all of the logos that are going to be on the T-shirts. And for the tournament, she did the flyers. She's been a great help. I just have a ton of people that have donated, and a ton of people that have, you know, came up with some different raffle prizes that, I'm truly thankful for everybody that is willing to help and that has already helped.
When you look at some of these raffle prizes, what are you going to be giving away during the tournament?
Okay, some of the prizes are, I mean, there's some bigger prizes and some smaller prizes. Actually, the bigger prizes will be separated on a different table, and will be $5 for a ticket, and all of the rest of the prize would be $1 for a ticket. Some of the bigger prizes that I have in the raffle is a Chandler Jones autographed jersey, a two concert tickets to the Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, Tyler Farr concert at the New York State Fairgrounds on August 30th. I have a signed football from head football coach Scott Schaefer. A signed football from the 2013 football captains, Marquise Brewer, Jay Bromley, Jerome Smith, and Mackie McPherson. And some of the smaller prizes, you know, I just have some different gift baskets, some lottery baskets, some gift cards to OptiGolf in the mall, to Applebee's, to, you know, the different places around the Syracuse area. And, I mean, I have around 25 different prizes to raffle off right now. So, I mean, it's a lot more than I had last year, too, so which is great.
So when you look at everything that's going to be coming together with this and everything that you're offering the community to do, what do you take away from something like this? I know you said that, you know, there's people personally that you want to help. But, I mean, this is something where you're not coming home taking a paycheck. You know, this is something you're doing out of the goodness of your heart that you really want to help the community with. What makes you really be driven for this? What can you take away from something like this in your own life, knowing that you're the person that's really behind making sure that Ballin' for a Cure continues throughout the years?
I'm just going to take away, you know, just the fun I've had putting it together. This is something that I love to do. I mean, it's definitely a lot of work. Plenty of hours go into know, putting this tournament together. But all in the end, I know it's for a great cause. I know it's going to a great place. And, you know, I'm just going to take away that, you know, it's something that is, you know, really affected a lot of people's lives. So I want to make sure that it's not going unnoticed, and there's people out there that, you know, are trying to make a difference and, you know, trying to make, you know, trying to find a cure. So I'm just going to, like I said, I'm just going to take away that, you know, it's a lot of fun and I enjoy doing it. And, you know, hopefully it gets bigger and bigger as the year goes on.
Michael, before I let you go, looking at the fact that like you said, it's going to a good place, to Upstate Cancer Research Center in Syracuse, New York. What made you choose Upstate as the place that you're going to give this money to?
You know, I chose the Upstate Cancer Center in Syracuse just because, you know, it's my hometown. I've lived here my entire life. Everybody playing in the tournament is from the Syracuse area. You know, I didn't want to go outside Syracuse this year, you know, just because, I mean, just Syracuse has been great to me. You know, I love the city. I can't imagine living anywhere else. It's where I went to school. I can't really say a bad word about it, because, you know, it's been my life here in Syracuse has been, you know, great. I mean, I'm just trying to put the best event together as I can. You know, I've reached out to many different people, even people I don't know, and there's people that are playing in the tournament that I personally have no idea who they are, but I'm very thankful for them trying to help out by playing in the tournament. And, you know, I've reached out to so many people that, you know, that I personally didn't know that has, you know, donated. And, you know, it's something that I'm very thankful for, because, you know, other people really want to do something to help out, but sometimes they just, in the end, they just, you know, can't do it. So I'm just happy that I can be that person to put an event like this together and to, you know, give something back to the community, give something back to, you know, the Upstate Cancer Center. I just wanted to be, you know, that person that tries to make a difference.
Well, I appreciate that, Michael. And Michael here talking about Ballin' for a Cure in its second year to help out everyone who is affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form. Sunday, April 13th, starts at 11 a.m., 4 divisions, 5 teams. The best teams out of those divisions will move on. 3-point contest, a bake sale, 50-50 raffle, and plenty more to come out and see. It's located at the Solvay Youth Center on 1010 Woods Road in Solvay, New York. Thank you for everything that you've done, Michael. I think that you should be someone very proud of what you're trying to build here, because I know that there's people that you may never know you're helping that you will help. So from everyone in the community and everyone who is affected by cancer, I'm sure they'd say thank you to you right now.
Well, thank you. I'm doing the best I can, and hopefully, you know, I could make a difference.
Well, we appreciate it, and I look forward to talking with you after the fact. I hope you not only hit 5,000, but go way past it. So I hope everything goes well. I know it will, and I know I'll be out there with you for a little while to enjoy this event and to see what you truly put together. So again, Michael, thank you, and I look forward to having you back on the show to talk about the success of Ballin' for a Cure.
Awesome. Thank you very much.